Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. 27 people, four of them children, have now been taken to hospitals after witnesses say a driver plowed into a crowd of thousands celebrating a soccer championship in Liverpool, England. CBS's Remy Innocencio.
The driver accelerated into the crowd, hit several people, then slowed down and then sped up again and then hit more people.
A 53-year-old British man was arrested. It's not being treated as a terror attack. Ceremonies are being held across the U.S. this Memorial Day to honor members of the military who died while serving our country.
My family has been in the military and we've lost people, and it's the right thing to honor.
Longtime former New York Congressman Charles Rangel has died at the age of 94. Senator Chuck Schumer.
He was brilliant, bold, funny, fearless. All at once.
Rangel was one of the founding members of the Black Congressional Caucus and served decades on Capitol Hill. CBS News Brief, I'm Heather Bosch.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. If you're celebrating the Memorial Day holiday and you're overindulging, plan to have a designated driver or utilize a rideshare app. But if someone you know is in a pinch, AAA is offering an option to keep impaired drivers from getting behind the wheel. The Tow2Go program means anybody in a bind who doesn't have a way home except for their car but has had too much can call AAA and they'll tow your car where you need it to go. You do not need to be a AAA member to use the service. It's available through tomorrow morning. And a proposal at the state capitol would expand early voting hours across Wisconsin. Joanne Krulatz reports.
The Republican-sponsored bill would address inequalities between voting in urban and rural areas, providing a 20-hour minimum for in-person absentee voting without needing to make an appointment. The measure would also establish a funding mechanism to help municipalities meet minimum hour requirements. Proponents say adding more opportunity for early voting will help minimize congestion and possible errors on Election Day.
And anytime you're in a car, you should be wearing a seatbelt. That's what authorities are focusing most on for the next few days. Law enforcement agencies across the country and across Wisconsin have started their annual campaign to reinforce seatbelt wearing. Melissa Kay has more.
The annual Click It or Ticket campaign begins May 19th and runs through June 1st. Buckling up is one of the easiest and most effective steps you can take to survive a crash. Wisconsin law allows officers to stop and cite motorists for not wearing a seatbelt, and drivers can be fined for every unbuckled passenger in their vehicle. The goal of the Click It or Ticket campaign is to reduce fatal crashes and coincides with the first summer travel holiday.
You can find more Wisconsin news at civicmedia.us. Hope you're having a safe holiday weekend. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
A big win at home for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports at American Family Field in Milwaukee, where the Brewers held on to a 3-2 win over the Boston Red Sox. Things got started early. Jackson Chourio in the leadoff spot, bottom of the first. And the first pitch to him on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Swing and a drive! Deep left center! And
Chourio's first ever career leadoff home run and the first this season for the crew. Did that set the tone? Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I think it did. I think it always sets a tone when you come out ready and the first hitter that you have kind of makes a statement.
And D.L. Hall making his first appearance since coming off the IL. Closer Trevor McGill on getting the win before a sold-out crowd of over 40,000.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this stadium gets rocking when there's, you know, a bunch of people in it, and definitely felt that today. Thank you for the fans for coming out today.
That's the Brewers' Trevor McGill with Sports on Mike Clemens.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown
radio. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, low in the upper 40s. Cloudy tomorrow with a few showers, even some thunder, high upper 60s. Better shower chance Wednesday, highs to the mid 60s. Heat returns to the area for the rest of the upcoming week. It's 65 right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, author Laura Bird talks about some of the upcoming books for your summer reading list and how she finds out about those new books that are being released.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey, this is Peach Wabba. Hope you're having a safe and happy Memorial Day weekend. We'll be back live to light it up on Tuesday night. In the meantime, enjoy this best of show and have a great night.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Peach Wabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who still likes to build a fort, Pete Schwabba.
My guest right now is Bill Epp. He is the host of Tune In With Me on the MeTV Network. It's on every morning syndication. A great show. Bill, how are things going there?
It's going pretty good, Pete. I'm not going to lie to you. We're starting up season 5. We just did our 800th episode, which is amazing.
Whoa.
It's 800 of anything is a lot when you stop and think about it. But we've done 800 hours where, you know, you get to be a kid again. You get to watch Saturday morning cartoons just like when you were a kid. And it's fun and exciting. I love doing it.
So is that basically that's 200 episodes a year. I assume you don't shoot 200 days. Do you break that up? And even if you have to go in for 200 days, that's like teacher days, right? You get some time off.
We don't shoot it in real time. So a lot of days we'll shoot parts of 3 or 4 or 5 different episodes.
Okay.
You know, and I know that breaks the fourth wall and it's more than we should be giving out, but it's interesting the way it's done. And it's done for several reasons that way. I don't understand any of them. They've explained it to me. It'd be easier for me to just start at the beginning and end at the end, but they go, no, you can't do it that way. So we do it a different way.
They're trying to protect you from Conrad. They're trying to keep your moves kind of covert. You're on another show, Bill, too. On the MeTV network, are there any shows on MeTV you're not on? And tell us about your new show.
All right. So they added me about a year ago to Svengoolie's show. Now, I've been watching Svengoolie since I was in high school. I never in a million years thought I would be on it even once, much less almost every week. But that's what's happened. I play a character named Nostalgia Feratu, who is an 800-year-old vampire who loves trivia. And it's been a hit with the kids.
That's
so I'm doing
so
that.
Cool.
And then there's a third show that's going to start in October that I'm sworn to secrecy about, but I will be on yet a third show on the MeTV network. And they're trying to figure out a way to get me into old episodes of Sea Hunt, but so far that has not happened.
I think 3 shows, you're doing okay. You're like the face of the network.
You know what happens is when you get older, you get a lot uglier and stuff. And I'm like, well, I shouldn't even be on one show, much less 3. But luckily, they've got very poor eyesight there at MeTV. So they let me be on 3 different shows.
You hide their bifocals from them. They keep giving you shows. Bill, how much do you make a year? Let's cut right to the chase.
I make $70 a month. So if I'm doing the math right, it's $840 a year. That's pretty good money.
You had a thing you used to do that I thought was so hilarious. You never liked when people asked you what you made. And it is a personal question. It's like mind your own business.
Yeah.
But people, whatever they asked you, whether it was a corporate gig or if you were opening at Zany's, do you remember what you'd tell them?
I can't remember.
You'd say, whatever they say. Because and I remember this, people had no problem asking you what you made because comedy was so different. How much you make doing that?
Yeah.
And you always said $5,000.
Yeah, yeah. That was my price.
I just got to go open a corporate show for 10 minutes. What do you make for something like that? $5,000.
$5,000. That's my going rate. So if you want me, you got to pay me the $5,000. So sometimes I was dead on target, and other times I was off by about $4,980.
Hey, so you're a good Chicago boy. You've been there your whole life. Donahue passed away. I have to be honest, Bill. I thought he was already dead, and I don't mean to be crass.
You know what, Pete? The only thing worse than being dead is having people think that you're dead.
Not
I'd
if you want
be
anonymity.
Dead than have everyone assume I'm dead.
But did you know he was a lot? Like, he kind of hasn't done anything since some MSNBC stuff years ago. I really thought he had passed away.
No, I knew he was alive, and I had the pleasure when I was working at one of the Chicago radio stations. He came into town. I don't remember what he was promoting. I want to say for a while he did a podcast with his wife, with Marlo Thomas from That Girl. And right. I think he was in promoting that. And I got to interview him. And he was, I always envisioned him to be a very nice, fair, gentle human being. And he was beyond that. He was so cool. And like, I was pulling out episodes one by one. I'm going, I know you did. I just bragged about doing 800 episodes. I think he did 8,000 episodes.
How about that?
Of Donahue, of his talk show. But I was pulling out like the most obscure moments that I remembered as a kid. Like, for instance, he had Alice Cooper on in the at the very pinnacle of Alice Cooper's career, when he was one of the hottest guys in rock and roll. And he came on not as Alice Cooper, but as his real self, Vincent Fernier. And he was talking about how he loves to go to church and he loves to golf and stuff. It was the exact opposite of what you'd think from Alice Cooper. But Phil Donahue made it great. He was so perfect.
Yeah, he was something else. It's funny. I don't know if kids... I remember watching him in college, and I don't know that kids now would watch a daytime talk show that wasn't like Jerry Springer or Ricky Lake or, you know, he was like a really... He was a journalist, you know?
Yeah.
It was great.
And a groundbreaker. You know, I know if you read anything about him today, you found out that his very first guest was a woman named Madeline Murray O'Hare, who was a very controversial figure back in the 60s and into the 70s. She was an atheist when it was not a good idea to be an atheist.
Right.
And she'd come on and really challenge everybody's thoughts about religion. And that was his very first guest. And he just ran from there. But it wasn't exploitative like the talk show host that followed him. It was just very, as you pointed out, it was very journalistic. He came at it from just the right angle. And boy, was he good.
He was great. I just had one of my friends, Rob Thomas, was on, who writes for the Capital Times in Madison.
Yeah.
He's an entertainment reporter. And we were talking about there was a hoaxer named Alan Abel, whose daughter did a documentary about her father. And that's what he did his adult life. He just pulled hoaxes. And one of them was he tried to outlaw breastfeeding. And he got the right all riled up, saying that women have feelings and it's improper when they're breastfeeding. And he got on Tom Brokaw. And
really?
Yes. The documentary is called Abel Raises Cain. And it blew my mind. And he was on Brokaw, and Brokaw's just nodding. And he's throwing this Alan Abel's throwing these facts out there that are just completely made up. And he's like, you know, Tom, the Minnesota study for normalcy says that 52% of women who breastfeed. And Brokaw's just nodding along. You can't fact check. There was no Google then.
Right.
And he got on. Anyway, he was on Donahue and he planted people in the audience when they were doing a thing about older homosexuals. And when these people would start to talk about their relationships, he had people faint in the studio audience.
Oh, no.
Donahue cleared the audience. You know, he cleared the whole studio audience out because he thought something was coming in through the vents or whatever. But just a great documentary if you ever get it. You would really like it. Just because
I would love to see that. All right, I'll watch it with you and Conrad just as a peace offering.
We'll just distract him with the documentary and we'll sneak you out.
You know who else just passed away? I don't know if you've mentioned this. Peter Marshall, the longtime host of Hollywood Squares, died this week.
I saw that. Yeah, I did see that. That was before I don't remember watching. I guess when I was a little kid, he was the host, right? Were you a fan?
I used to love that show. Yeah, I loved it. And every once in a while, they would veer off course. Instead of doing the Hollywood Squares, they did a thing called Storybook Squares, where all the stars dressed like like characters from kids' books, and they did it. It was the same rules as Hollywood Squares, but the two contestants were kids instead of adults. And I thought, wow, this is really cool. Nobody was doing stuff like that on TV at the time. So that was a lot of fun.
That's great.
Did you know Peter Marshall, is the father of a Chicago Cub? Did you know that?
I'm trying to think who the Cub would be. Marshall.
I will give you a hint. He has one of the most unfortunate names in baseball history.
And his last name is Marshall?
No, actually.
Oh.
He went by his father, Peter Marshall's real first name, not his made-up stage name.
Oh, who was it?
Pete LeCocq.
I should have guessed that.
Yeah.
I remember as a kid watching baseball and saying, I don't think I'm supposed to be saying that name. It's just the guy's name. Like, you know.
That was his name.
That was his name.
So I still remember, like, when I was a kid and Hollywood Squares were on, the announcer would say, one of these stars is sitting in the secret square, and the contestant who picks it first could win a prize package worth $1,000. But which star is it? George Gobel, and he would just go on with all the celebrities and stuff. And as a little kid, I would say it along with the announcer of Hollywood Squares. And now Peter Marshall's dead. So what good did that do anybody?
You did your part.
I tried.
My guest is Bill Leff. He's the host of Tune In With Me every morning on MeTV. Check it out if you haven't. He's also on Svengoolie and a show to be named a TBD title, yeah. Or anonymous. What do they call that?
A show to be named later, but I can't say anything else, Pete.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm making it dangerous.
Will you come back and tell us when the show actually airs?
I would love to. Yeah.
We can watch it when it's on, right?
Yeah, it'll be on in October. Okay. Just set your VCR for people have VCRs, right? Set that for MeTV.
I still have beta. So, Bill, what's your favorite? Have you seen any of the summer movies? What's the best movie you've seen this summer? Do you have one?
Boy, you know what? I was listening to you ask that question, and I thought to myself, I don't know that I've gone. After COVID, I've only seen a handful of movies, and none of them have been great.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's very disappointing.
Yeah.
You know, I used to go to the movie theater, two or three or four times a week. And now I think I've seen three movies in the last 5 years in theaters. And that's only because they're scary and my wife refuses to go with me.
You like the scary movies?
I love scary movies.
Yeah.
Do you?
A lot of them this summer. You know, I'll be honest. I'm seeing more movies now since I've been hosting the show. And I've seen some scary ones. I'm okay with them. I don't like the really graphic, like, I don't know. Did you watch The Boys?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, it's so unbelievably graphic, and it's not
good.
It is good. The writing's good, but I think they go a little too far where it kind of takes me out of it. But
yeah,
I've seen Maxine and X this summer, and I've seen A Quiet Place. I don't know if those are you're talking about, those types of films.
I would love to see that. I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, we've got a lot of movies we got to watch together.
Yeah, you just say the word, and I'm there. I will tell you this on a movie-related basis. I don't know if your phone does this, but my phone does this thing where it feeds me stories, news stories. Like if I hit the news button, it tells me stories that they think, whoever's running the phone, that I'll be interested in. And right now, this has been going on for 3 weeks now, half of the stories in my news feed are about Blake Lively. And I don't like her and I don't dislike her, but I don't need to know anything else about her. But every day I'm fed 11, 12, 13 stories about Blake Lively and the relationship she didn't have with her co-star in her latest movie. Or why she named her last daughter, what she named her, or why her sisters are all actresses, but we've never seen them in anything. Every single day I get all this stuff. How do I get out of that?
It sounds like you've read quite a few of the articles. I got to be honest.
No, I just read the headline.
Okay.
I don't know.
It
tells me in the headline what it's about.
Can't you
but then I'm like,
can't you click the little button that said hear less about this or kill notifications for this kind of thing?
I'm just going to bury my phone in the yard or something.
They'll still find you.
Oh, they will?
They'll still find you, Bill.
They're relentless.
Hey, what would it take? All right. What would it take you right now for you to go on the road like you did in the early 90s and let's say be the middle act for some road headliner in a city like Rockford or Akron?
Yeah.
Would you do that?
I would do it. I would be glad to do it, but my asking price, Pete, is $5,000. So if they can meet that, I'd be more than happy to do it.
I think they're going to give you summer money right now, so you might want to wait a couple months.
I'll wait until like October or November then and get my full share.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, I would do it with you. If you went on a barnstorming tour, I think I might do it with you.
That's how I am. If someone calls or a friend of mine says, hey, I'm doing a gig, will you open or whatever, I always do it. We'll be right back with more with Tune In With Me, MeTV's Bill Leff. This is Nightlight with Peach Wappa.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser. We have people in Congress right now cutting food.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
In Flanders Fields is one of the most notable poems written during World War I, perhaps even the most famous war poem of all time. Canadian physician and Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae wrote it on 3rd May of 1915, after he witnessed the death of his friend, Lieutenant Alex Helmer, 22 years old, the day before.
In Flanders Fields, the poppies blow, between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place, and in the sky, the larks still bravely singing, fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders Fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe, to you from failing hands we throw, the torch be yours to hold it high, if ye break faith with us who die. We shall not sleep, though poppies grow, in Flanders Fields.
In Flanders Fields was first published in December 1915. Within months, the poem came to symbolize the sacrifices of all those who were fighting for in the First World War. Today, the poem continues to be part of the memorial ceremonies around the world.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
I want to see it in game action.
Yeah, and another aspect of this game is Green Bay. And I know I kind of just got to send you the starting lineups and the stuff like that, but have you gotten a chance to kind of look at the roster at all and anyone that stands out to you?
Not worried about it. It's baseball at this point. You know, we get in between the lines and the ball's going to fall where they fall.
Yeah, kind of on the motive of if we play the game right, doesn't matter what the other team throws at us.
It's pitch ball, hit ball, and vice versa. And first one to do that and jump ahead is most likely going to come out the winners.
So the starting pitcher for tonight, Tristan Krusenberry, he's heading out to the mound. He was actually the last pitcher of record for the Rafters last season. How excited are you to kind of see him pitch and try and get revenge after ending on a loss last season?
For me, it's the kid has an amazing story behind himself. It's his chance. He's earned it to continue writing his book, to continue turning those pages. He's earned the right as the heart of the team last year, and he's the heart of the team again this year. In our one practice we just had yesterday, it's you can see it. It's people gravitate towards it. I'm so excited for that kid to be back in the Raptors uniform.
Was he a big target for you in the offseason?
First guy I called. Tristan Krusenberry for the town, you know, for the community, for the ownership, for the coaching staff. for what I know he'll bring to a pitching staff and a team, that's a gel guy. That's a guy you need around.
Yeah, you talk about gel guys. Cannon Restein, another one of the returners from last season, he's going to go again today, at least unless Krusenberry, you know, dominates out there, which hopefully we get to see. But what are your expectations for him as well?
So I do have a little report on him. He had a little calf cramp yesterday, so he's going to get pushed back a little bit until we can get some work on it. I believe Brennan Cohen is going to step in his role as a piggyback guy today.
Okay. Any other updates that we should know about?
That's about it.
All right. Well, of course, opening day just a few moments away here on WFHR. We're excited to be bringing you Rafters action. Any final thoughts from you, Ziggy?
Let's go. Get everybody out here. Get in that car and get down. Let's get grab an oar.
Yes,
drive,
sir.
This thing to a W.
Grab an oar. You heard it here first on the Rafters pregame show. We're going to go ahead and hit a quick break. And when we come back, we've got more on the pregame show. We've got that starting pitcher report coming up next. You heard about Krusenberry. We'll talk a little bit about him and Alex LePage coming up next here on WFHR.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is peanut.
I can just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, we welcome you back into the broadcast as we are just 2 minutes away from first pitch. To have everyone on the air with us as Tristan Krusenberry is warming up on the mound for your Rafters. And for Green Bay, the Rockers head to Wisconsin Rapids as Alex LePage will take the mound. LePage, a guy from Immaculata who has pitched two seasons there, and this most recent year, a pretty good season for him, going with a 3.3 ERA. As for Tristan Krusenberry, you might remember him from last season. He led the team in innings pitched for the Rafters, and he's hoping to have some more success this season as he will have the first pitch against the starting lineup for Green Bay. Let's go ahead and break down those starting lineups for you. First off, with the visiting Green Bay Rockers, they'll be led off by the center fielder Brandon Rogers tonight. Anthony Mazza bats second in the order. He is catching for the Rockers. Justin Jeanette is in left field. He bats third. Colin Helms is the designated hitter batting cleanup. Cooper Smith is first baseman tonight. He bats fifth. Eli Selga bats sixth. He's in right field. Diego Arreta is the third baseman batting seventh. Joey Canzoni is the shortstop. And Tate Hartlub is the second baseman closing out the lineup as the nine-hole batter for Green Bay. Tristan Krusenberry and Ashton Zacher are the battery duo for the Rafters. And on the other side, for the Rafters starting lineup, they'll be led off by Royce Clayton Jr. in center field, Noah Ruiz at second base, Ashton Zacher behind the plate, J.J. Garcia bats cleanup, he's the shortstop, Jack Guerrero is the first baseman, Hiroto Kobayashi is the right fielder, Pat Costin is going to be the designated hitter tonight, batting seventh. Luke Skinner is at third base, and Brent Gallegos closes out the lineup in left field. Alex LePage is on the mound with Anthony Mazza as his catcher for the Rockers, and we are ready to go. First pitch underway, and it's fouled straight high and out of play on the right side of the field. 6:35 first pitch, as they had been sitting around on the field for just a little while, and we are underway. The 2025 Northwoods League season is underway for the Rafters. Krusenberry's second pitch is going to miss a little bit inside. Had him take his man out of the batter's box, brings the count back even at 1-1. With the 1-1 count at the plate now, it's Brandon Rogers, right-handed batter, going up against the righty pitcher. That one misses low and away, brings it back to a 2-1 count. Krusenberry, a great story, and one that we talked a little bit about with field manager Tom Zaglowski, also known as Ziggy. You'll remember him from last season as an assistant coach, as that one misses high, brings the count 3-1. Krusenberry ended the season last year for the Rafters as the pitcher of record. A loss, and it was against Green Bay, so he's hoping for revenge as a swing and a miss there makes it a 3-2 full count. Brandon Rogers, a guy from Purdue for the Rockers. Man, he had a great season this past year. Really took a step forward, moving over to the Big Ten from Arizona. Struggled a little bit last season, as this one is going to hit him. Krusenberry missed that pitch a little too far inside, got him on the back, and, well, a leadoff hit by pitch sends Brandon Rogers over to first base, and it brings up Anthony Mazza, the catcher for the Rockers. Green Bay wearing those royal blue jerseys with red lettering, red helmets for the guys, and gray pants with that blue stripe down the side. And the pitch from Krusenberry, the lefty-righty matchup, is called on the outside edge for strike number one. The Rafters wearing those dark green American flag jerseys. They've got the stars on the right shoulder and the stripes on the left. And here comes the runner, nobody covering, no throw down, and Zacher will just keep that one in his glove. Count moves over to 1-1. So a stolen base for Brandon Rogers as he moved to second base. Runner in scoring position, trying to give the Rockers their first run of the game. Here's a pitch from Krusenberry, misses high and brings it back to a 2-1 count. And Brandon Rogers, you know, in that center field, you're going to see that speed defensively, and, well, we've already seen it offensively. Krusenberry looks back to second, now gets ready to fire, and that misses just a little bit high and away. Count moves to 3-1. So a runner on second, 3-1 count, nobody out here on opening day, top of the first inning. Still tied at zero. Krusenberry hoping to keep it that way. The righty deals. This one's popped up left side of the infield, trailing over to it. Luke Skinner, he's under it, and he will make the catch for out number one. First out of the season for the Rafters. Put it in the books for Krusenberry, and he'll certainly take that one. Krusenberry, a right-handed pitcher from Campbellsville University. Already mentioned it earlier that he previously pitched for the Rafters. He's got two collegiate seasons at Campbellsville after two seasons with Olney Central. Rogers showing a little bit of a steal attempt. Got a big lead in the pitch right on the inside corner. Whew. Nice pitch on the mound from Krusenberry. Brings it to an 0-1 count for Justin Jurnett, who steps into the batter's box as a right-handed batter.
righty-righty matchup, and Rodgers takes off. The pitch is in there for a strike. The throw down! Not in time. Nearly had him. Throw was almost there on time, but able to get just under the tag. Brandon Rodgers, so that's two stolen bases for him in two attempts. Runner on third base, one away, but an 0-2 count to Jeanette. Left fielder for the Rockers. And Jeanette's coming off a couple of great seasons. This one's a grounder over to third. Skinner not looking home. He'll throw to first, but the first run of the season comes to score for the Rockers. And out number two is recorded for the Rafters. So Jeanette grounds into a 5-3 putout and gets an RBI for it. Brandon Rodgers coming home to score on the play. It's 1-0 Green Bay. Colin Helms, the cleanup batter, left-handed hitter. He steps into the batter's box as the pitch misses just a bit inside. 1-0 to the designated hitter. And Helms, a guy from Harding University, as that misses and still got him in a 1-1 count. Helms, the base is empty. Trying to keep this in and rolling along for the Rockers. Rafters have a good lineup coming up as this one's over to first base. Cleanly fielded. Now the flip over to the pitcher covering. Krusenberry steps on the bag and gets him out for number three. 3-1 in the books. And despite just allowing one hit by pitch, no hits in that first inning, there is a run scored, and it's 1-0 Green Bay. Quick break. We'll come back with more Rafters baseball for you here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the first inning as the Rafters find themselves down 1-0. Just one runner reached base in that first inning. It was a hit by pitch, but a pair of stolen bases and then an RBI ground out was all that it took to put Green Bay on the board first. Up at the plate, Royce Clayton Jr. leads off for the Rafters. The right-handed batter swings through the first pitch and makes it an 0-1 count. On the mound for Green Bay, it's the right-handed hurler, Alex LePage. This one's hit up the middle, off the glove, and into center field. A leadoff single for the Rafters. And they get things rolling just the way that Green Bay did, although maybe a little bit better. think you'll take a hit over a hit by pitch? Most any day of the week. And it brings up Noah Ruiz to the plate, second baseman for the Rafters. Ruiz follows up Royce Clayton Jr. Didn't have much time to introduce him, but Clayton, a guy from Cal State Northridge, son of a major leaguer. This one's hit over to shortstop. Could be two. Back to the four and over to first is in time. That is a double play. 6-4-3 in the books. So just three pitches in and already two outs on the inning for Alex LePage. Not the way that Ruiz had hoped to start off his Rafters career, but it does bring up Ashton Zachary, left-handed batter who is one of the three catchers here on opening day. And the first pitch on the outside edge from LePage for strike number one. Zachary, a guy from the College of Southern Nevada. He's currently committed to play at the University of Nevada coming up in the next spring, and swings at that one and misses, brings it back to an 0-2 count. Quickly, there were two away. Going back to last inning, it was a hit by pitch and then three straight outs recorded by Krusenberry, but the one run did come home to score. And for the Rafters, it was a leadoff single from Royce Clayton Jr. Noah Ruiz grounded into that 6-4-3 double play, and now Zacher, an 0-2 count, trying to keep the inning alive for the Rafters. Here's the pitch from LePage, and that one's in the dirt. Makes it a 1-2 count. And a beautiful opening day. You couldn't have asked for better temperatures. 68 degrees outside here in Wisconsin. And a swing and a miss. That is out number three. And, well, not an inning to remember for the Rafters as they go down 1-2-3. Although, Roy Clayton Jr. was able to start off with the single. It was the double play that doomed the Rafters. Quick break, and when we come back, it's time to see what Krusenberry can get back to work for on the mound here in Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Rain, rain, go away. I don't want to ride my bike to work today. Ugh.
Are you tired of riding your bike in the weather? Yes, they say if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes. But why wait? Go down to 8th Street Auto today. Stop getting sick in the elements and drive away in a new car or SUV. Enjoy heated seats, premium AC, and comfort. Stay dry and drive away with a new ride from 8th Street Auto and Service Center today.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Thanks for joining us here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas, your radio broadcaster for tonight, as we bring you back to Winterfield. Tristan Krusenberry on the mound for Wisconsin Rapids. And leading off the frame for the Green Bay Rockers, it's Cooper Smith. Rockers up 1-0 in the top of the second inning, and the first pitch going to miss a little bit low for ball number one. Cooper Smith, the first baseman at the plate for Green Bay, comes from northern Oklahoma as that one misses as well, and quickly ahead in the count, 2-0 for Smith. Krusenberry finished off that first inning with three straight outs, but one of them did go for an RBI as that pitch missing inside, and quickly a 3-0 lead in the count for Smith. You just got to hope that they don't get that leadoff runner aboard yet again. The 3-0, a pitch misses low, and they do just that. Cooper Smith taking four pitches and walking his way over to first base. Similar to the way that he started off that first inning, and the Rockers were able to bring that runner around to score, although thanks to a couple of stolen bases from Brandon Rogers. So nobody out, runner on first base for Green Bay. Eli Selga stepping up to the plate, right fielder for the Rockers. The first pitch misses a little low for ball number one. And I was talking about Tristan Crusenberry a little bit earlier. I mean, he is an incredible story, not just because of what he's done on the baseball field, but how he's done it. Is this one is popped up high into the air, right side of the infield, going back to its second baseman, Ruiz. He'll make the catch for out number one. Runner will stay at first base, so one away, and that's a way to get a productive out. Crusenberry, no strikeouts so far, but hey, he'll take pitch into contact. Now up to the plate, Diego Urreta, the third baseman for the Rockers. Left-handed batter going up against the righty pitcher. Over on first base, Cooper Smith getting a little bit of a leadoff, though not really threatening to steal as that one misses outside. Brings the count 1-0. Going back to what I was saying about Crusenberry, he's actually legally deaf as that one misses low for ball number two. Gets away from Zacher, and advancing over to second is Cooper Smith. So a wild pitch, but Crusenberry has had to face a lot of tribulations through his career and has turned it into success as this one is hit well into right field. That gets down for a hit. Oh, and it's not cleanly fielded and right by Hiroto Kobayashi. Coming around from third to score is Cooper Smith. And that makes it a 2-0 Rockers lead here in the top of the second. So an RBI single from Diego Urreta as Cooper Smith was able to come around and score on it. Urreta staying at first base. And that's the first hit of the game for the Rockers, even though it's the second run. And now the new batter, Joey Canzoni, and you might hear the crowd get a little bit louder as he is the beer batter for tonight's game. A 1-0 count as that misses low and outside. A little bit of location issues early on here from Crusenberry. Hit by pitch and a walk, and here this inning hasn't had all too many strikes. Just two pitches thrown for strikes, both of them hit into play. Pickoff attempt over at first base wasn't in time. And this pitch is grounded over to third. Could be 2-5-4. Back to first is in time. They got him. What a way to turn two, and that does it for this second inning of action. 5-4-3 double play in the books. And the one hit did result in one run, but the damage is limited to just that. So it is 2-0 Rockers in the middle of the second, and we will return with more here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. And reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Senator Tammy Baldwin presses EPA head Lee Zeldin on Great Lakes funding at a hearing on Capitol Hill. The exchange came just 1 week after Clean Wisconsin, the Healing Our Waters Coalition, and Alliance for the Great Lakes met with Baldwin to stress the importance of fully funding the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. Zeldin ended up going on record saying the protections would be funded. Wisconsin's muskie season is here. Northern muskie season opens May 24th and runs through the end of the year. This is the 70th anniversary of the muskellunge being proclaimed our official state fish back in 1955. The biggest muskie ever caught was in 1949 near Hayward, weighing in at more than 69 pounds. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
And a pair of double plays in this game so far. One for the Rockers, one for the Rafters. That's how we got out of the top of the second inning. A 5-4-3 double play for the Rafters on Joey Canzoni. However, the Rafters last inning, they grounded into their own double play. Noah Ruiz was up there and wiped off the leadoff single from Royce Clayton Jr. It's a 2-0 Rockers lead in the bottom of the second. Leading things off, it's the righty J.J. Garcia, who watches the first pitch cross the plate for strike number one. Garcia, the shortstop for the Rafters tonight. A guy who comes from Stephen F. Austin State, as this one is hit foul down that right field line and brings it to an 0-2 count. Comes from Stephen F. Austin, but he's committed to play at UCF for next season, a Round Rock, Texas native. Didn't play for the Lumberjacks as Stephen F. Austin this year, as he grounds that over to second, back to first, and that's a quick 4-3 putout in the books. Now it brings up Jack Guerrero to the plate, and Guerrero, the first baseman for the Rafters. Was watching him a little bit in batting practice earlier today, and man, he swings that bat well. He's a fun guy to watch. Spent the last two summers in Bethesda with the Big Train. Got a little bit of insight from their broadcaster from last season as that pitch on the lower edge of the strike zone for strike number one. And well, I was also talking with assistant coach Eric Robles about that a little earlier today, about what he was seeing in Guerrero, talking about that swing a little bit. And that one missing low makes it 1-1. Robles mentioned some of the things he was working on and hoping to kind of combine what Guerrero had done in the two kind of places that he's lived in. A guy from New Jersey playing for James Madison, and he's seen a lot of different coaching that has said different things about his style. Is there a breaking ball that hits the outside edge, brings it back to a 2-2 count. So Guerrero hoping to kind of combine those things and make him a dangerous hitter, as this one is off the end of the bat, fouled out of play, and watch out to those cars just outside of the stadium as count remains 2-2. And Guerrero, one of a few Division I players for the Rafters, as that one misses a little bit low and brings the count full. Some good vision so far from Guerrero. This is the longest plate appearance from any Rafter by, well, a few pitches so far this season. Prior to this, Zachary had seen four pitches in a plate appearance, and that was the most. Pitch number six here is fouled away again. Sorry, seven. Jack Guerrero is staying alive out there. That's a frustrating thing for a pitcher, for Alex LePage, who's been really dialed in, and he goes in off speed and gets Guerrero to go down, and that was nasty work from Alex LePage. And tough to get through a batter like that, but when you've got a pitch as nasty as he just threw, you're going to be able to get a lot of folks. So that's strikeout number two of the game for the Rockers starting pitcher, and the first one here to Hiroto Kobayashi is called for strike number one. Kobayashi, man, fun guy. I've talked to him a couple times as this one misses outside for ball number one, 1-1 count. He was the earliest Rafter to arrive to camp, and not just that, but he was here almost a week earlier than the next closest Rafter. J.J. Garcia was the second to arrive. He got here something like last Wednesday or Thursday. Hiroto, he was here, man, almost more than 2 weeks ago. And the offering here is a high chopper over to third on the 2-1 count. The throw across the diamond, it gets away. Hiroto's into first. He's dealing for second base, and he'll be in there. A two-base error on the throw from third, and not the way that Green Bay had wanted it to go, but this is the first time that the Rafters have had a runner in scoring position, and they hope that they can make the most of it. Hiroto Kobayashi showing off the base running skills as well, making his way over to second as he hands his gloves off to Eric Robles, the third base coach for the Rafters tonight. Over at first, you've got one of the players over there, and trying to see who that is. I think that's actually J.J. Garcia, who's the first base coach right now for the Rafters. Coach Ziggy, he's sitting in the dugout, wants to make sure that he's got lineup set, and he's seeing what he needs to as that pitch is in there for a called strike one against Pat Costin. So an 0-1 count for him, and with a runner on second, he's got a chance to do some real damage. Left-handed batter, Costin, a guy from the University of Indiana, as it had missed way outside and brings the count back even at 1-1. Costin, the designated hitter for the Rafters today, and man, he was hitting some pretty dang far in BP. Is this one is